Penguin Random House Audio presents The Last Days of Magic by Mark Tompkins. Read for you by Sheila Birmingham. Only a few centuries ago, the descriptions of magical beings and their actions within these pages would have been taken as fact. This story's Celtic fairies and Fomorians, mirror people, are based on old legends. The goddess Morrigan is drawn from Irish mythology, and the trials of Aisling, one of her physical aspects, is founded on the lore of Red Mary. The angels and demons that appear originate from biblical and ancient sources. Most of the named witches of the High Coven are based on accounts of real women tried or accused of witchcraft. The Biblical Library of the Essene at Qumran, its contents popularly known as the Dead Sea Scrolls, contained numerous copies of the books of Enoch and Jubilees, which provide accounts of angels coupling with humans and producing magical hybrid offspring. The scrolls were repressed for decades, and it is possible that some are still kept secret. Lilith, Adam's first wife, has been struck from most modern Bibles, but she can still be seen in the relief depicting the Garden of Eden on the front of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, carved in 1225. The account of the Celtic High King, Art MacMurra, follows historical record, as does the military strategy relating to England's King Richard II and his designs on Ireland. The use of exorcism to control demons is a practice that originated with King Solomon and his magic ring, circa 950 BCE. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days.